Okay, good morning everybody. Today's daf is Pesachim daf Ayin Aleph. We left off on the bottom of daf Ayin Amud Beis. We are at Amar Ula, four lines from the end of the page on daf Ayin Amud Beis. Today's shir is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. It's also sponsored anonymously by Ilan Nishmas, Rabbi Kelmer Zechet Tzaddik Livracha. Also sponsored by the outdoor minion in Woodmere, known as the Church Avenue Minion. Ilan Nishmas, our friends, neighbors, and members, Yuri Sternfeld, Yehuda Aryeh Ben Chaim Tuvia Halevi, Olav Shalom, and Moshe Schwartz, Moshe Yitzchak Ben Yisrael Yaakov, Olav Shalom, and for Shalema, for Fega Peril Bas Devor Rivka. And it's also sponsored by Mr. Yanki Schiffman, Ilan Nishmas' father, Rabbi Yeshaya Ben Rabbi Chiel, whose yard site is today, the Neshama Shav and Aliyah. We thank all of the sponsors very much for these sponsorships. As I mentioned, we're holding four lines on the bottom of the page on Daf Ayin Amud Beis. We're essentially going to talk about three topics today. The first thing we're going to talk about is we're going to have a discussion whether a Korban Shlamim that's brought on Erev Pesach can be used to fulfill the chiyuv of Shalmei Simcha or Shalmei Chagiga. Normally you would imagine Shalmei Simcha, Shalmei Chagiga are those Korbanos that are brought on Pesach. What if you bring Korban Shlamim on Erev Pesach? Will that be able to be used for Shalmei Simcha, Shalmei Chagiga? And we have one raya that it cannot be used for Shalmei Simcha, and two rayas that it can be used for Shalmei Simcha, but each of the rayas is ultimately going to be rejected. So that is topic number one. The second thing we're going to discuss is the source for the idea that the emurim of a Chagigas Tezvav, a Chagigas Chamisha Asar, that's brought on the first day of Pesach, becomes puzzle if they're not put on the Mizbeach until the next morning. And Rav Kahana is going to suggest a source, and the Gemara is going to have a lengthy brisa to demonstrate Rav Yosef's Kasha on Rav Kahana. Then, at the end of the daf, we're going to have a Mishnah, where the Mishnah is going to talk about a Korban Pesach that's shechted on Shabbos, but it's problematic. And the Mishnah discusses whether the person who shechted is chayiv to bring a Korban Chatos because he did a Shechita that should not have been done on Shabbos. Meaning, even though Shechita's Pesach is Docha Shabbos, but what if there's an issue with the Korban Pesach? Korban Pesach is pasul. So now that Shechita was an unnecessary Shechita. So in which circumstances is the psul going to make it that he's chayiv a Chatos? And in which circumstance are we going to say that he's not going to be chayiv a Chatos? That's the Mishnah at the end of the daf. So let's begin four lines from the end of the page on daf ayin and beis. Amaru lam Rav Lazar, shlam sheshchata me'erev yom tov, einu yotze ben lo mishum simcha v'lo mishum chagiga. If you shlech the korban shlamim on erev Pesach, you're not yotze the mitzvah of shalmei simcha, nor are you yotze the mitzvah of shalmei chagiga, even if you actually eat from that korban on yontov itself. Why are you not yotze? After all, you're eating shlamim meat on yontov. Isn't that a good fulfillment of shalmei simcha? No, mishum simcha d'chsev. The reason you're not yotze shalmei simcha is because the pasuk says by Hargriz Min Arevel v'zavachta v'samachta. It says v'zavachta shlam v'achalta sham v'samachta. So be'inan zvicha b'shah simcha. From the juxtaposition of v'zavachta and v'samachta, we see that the zvicha, the shchita itself, has to be b'shah simcha. And over here, the shchita was on Erev Pesach. Even though the achil is on Pesach, if the shchita was Erev Pesach, that's not zvicha b'shah simcha. V'leka, you don't have that over here. Mishum chagiga, and the reason you're not yotzei the shalmei chagiga with this is because havi davar shebechova. V'kol davar shebechova einu ba el menachulin. Any carbon that you have a chiyuv to bring can only come to fulfill that chiyuv from an animal that would otherwise be chulin. If the animal is kadosh with a different kedushas carbon, you can't kill two birds with one stone. Take an animal that is already a different carbon and use it to also be yotzei the shalmei chagiga. Anytime you have a davar shebechova, it can only be ba minachulin. Now this is a concept that is mentioned in Shas, certainly over here, in the context of Kodshim. But it has much broader applications than just the context of Kodshim. Whenever we say a Dover Shebechova, it always comes from that which is otherwise Rishus, from that which is otherwise not a mitzvah. The Maril as a tshuva in Simen Nun Vav O Zayin, it's quoted in the Magen Avraham in Hilchos Purim, in Simen Tzafrei Tzadi Dalet, we're already within Shloshim Yom, so we could start talking Hilchos Purim. The Maril was asked if a person could be Yotzei Yizchiv of Matanos Levyonim on Purim using Meiser money for Matanos Levyonim. Is that a fulfillment of the mitzvah? Do we say that since Meiser is something that anyway aniyim are going to have to get. He's not yotze his chiyuv by giving it to them, because after all, he's giving them what is already theirs. Or do we say, no, the ikar takana is that on Purim, you should be misameach evyonim, you should make evyonim happy. And he's doing that. Evyonim don't care where your money's coming from, as long as you're giving them the money. So they're going to be happy with what you're giving, with what you're giving them. And also, you know, just because it was ma'aser money, it didn't mean that it had to go to this ani. It could have gone somewhere else. The fact that you're directing it toward this ani, so maybe that itself, that tovas hana'ah, is a fulfillment of the mitzvah of matanos levyonim. So the Maharil writes that hadas nota that you're not yotze matanos levyonim with ma'aser money, because the takanas chachamim is to give matanos levyonim. So that makes it a davar shebechova, and it would turn out that you're paying up your chov with ma'aser money, and you're not allowed to pay your chovos because with ma'aser money. And even if your tovas hana'ah is mamon, so the fact that you're directing it toward this person is itself valuable, since it's a davar shebechova, and everything that we said called davar shebechova is eino ba'al minachulin, so it still wouldn't be good. Meaning, even though you are giving him something of value by directing it to this ani as opposed to other aniim, if you hold that tovas hana'ah is mamon, but still, our Gemara tells us that kol davar shebechova has to be ba minachulin, and therefore meiser money would not qualify. So some of the achronim ask on the Maril that the Gemara in Chagiga tells us that you're yotzei your chiv of shalmei simcha and yomtov with nedarim and nedavos, even though you're chayiv in simchas yomtov. And we learn the Gemara over there learns it from the fact that it says v'samachta b'chagecha to include kol mini smachos for the mitzvah of simcha, and the Rambam paskins that way. So why doesn't the Maril say that you're yotzei matanos of yonim with meiser money just like you're yotzei shalmei simcha with nedarim and nedavos, even though you had to bring those nedarim and davos? You took the nedarim, so you had to bring them anyway. You had a chiyuv to bring them. So he's miyashiv that as far as shalmei simcha, the Torah is tola it on all different types of simcha. So achila shalmei darim and davos is also a mitzvah of simcha. But as far as ma'os purim and ma'os meiser, those are two separate chiyuvim that have nothing to do with each other. So there's no overlap between those two chiyuvim. So on such a thing, we would say kol davar shebechova is einu ba ela min achulin, that davar shebechova can only be brought from. You have a similar notion. The Rama writes in Yaradeya, in Simon Reish Mem Tes, that a person should not use his Meisr money for Dvar Mitzvah, like to buy Nerus, Lebeis HaKnesses, or any other Dvar Mitzvah. Meisr money should be given to Aniyim. So the Baragola says that the Rama is only talking about a case where you were otherwise Mechuyev to do that Mitzvah, and you want to pater yourself with Meisr money, because then you're being Parei Achov Min HaTzedakah. Let's say a person has committed himself, or he's otherwise, maybe there's a tax on the community, and each person has to contribute something else, and that's his required contribution. So if it's something that's a required contribution, that you're not allowed to pay with ma'aser money. That's what the Shach and the Taz quote from the Drisha, that any mitzvah that's bal yado to be a bal bris, or to be machnas chasam v'kala to uchupa, to buy svarim to learn with, to lend out the svarim to learn with. If you don't have the ability and you wouldn't have done that mitzvah without using your ma'aser money, then you're allowed to use the ma'aser money, because it's not a davar shebechova. It's a mitzvah that you otherwise wouldn't do. But if it's a davar shebechova where you otherwise would have to do it anyway, even without using the ma'aser money, then you're not allowed to use the ma'aser money. So that's a concept we have in all of halacha, but it really emerges from here, from the notion as far as karbanos are concerned. But now the Gemara is going to focus on this comment that Rabbi Elazar had. What did Rabbi Elazar say? If you shech the karban shlamim on erev yom tov, you cannot use that meat to fulfill your mitzvah of shalmei simcha on the first day of yom tov. So the Gemara is going to have three rayas. One raya for Rabbi Lazar and two rayas against Rabbi Lazar. So first a raya for him. Name a Messiah. Maybe we'll bring a raya to Rabbi Lazar that the Brisa says in the context of the Yom Tov of Sukkis, Vayisa ach sameach. So that pasuk is really extra, because the pasuk already said v'samachta b'chagecha. So what are we adding with Vayisa ach sameach? L'rabo say l'yom tov achron l'simcha, to tell us that there's a mitzvah of simcha on the night of Shemini Atzeres as well, that you should eat karbanos shlamim on the night of Shemini Atzeres as well, and obviously that has to be shechted before Shemini Atzeres. Sa'atomer leli yom tov achron o eino ela leli yom tov rishon. How do you know to include that Vayisa Ach Sameach is telling me to eat Shalmei Simcha on Shemini Atzeres night? Maybe it's telling me to eat Shalmei Simcha on the first night of Sukkis, and those Shalmei Simcha would have had to have been shechted on Erev Sukkis. So Tamalomar Ach Chilek. That's why we have Ach Chalak. The word Ach comes as a miut, and it's telling me that whatever riboy we used to include an extra night for Simcha, the word Ach is pulling back on that and saying, yeah, but it's not going to be the first night. It's only going to be the last night. So that's what the Rashi writes in Masecha Sukkah, that the Riboy was not from the word Ach. The Riboy was from the word Sameach. It says, Vayisa Ach Sameach. It already said, V'samachta b'chagecha. So from Sameach, we're marbe something extra. We're marbe Leli Yom Tov Achron. But Ach is always a miyut. So Ach takes away Leli Yom Tov Rishon. Problem is, Rabbeinu Chananel says that it doesn't sound that way from the Gemara. He says it sounds from the Gemara that the word Ach is both the Riboy and the miyut. That it's from the word Ach. V'yisa Ach Sameach. Comes the Rabbeinu Chananel Yom Tov Achron. And then, because Ach is a word that normally means miyut, it's also the Ma'it Leli Yom Tov Rishon. So all the Achronim are bothered by that kasha. The word Ach in all of Shas, Achin and Rakin are miutin. They're never a riboy. So how can you be marbe with the word Ach, the Leli Yom Tov Achron? So Maritzchius raises this question, and he quotes from the Vilna Gaon, where the Vilna Gaon points out that on Sukkis, throughout the Yom Tov, you have a mitzvah of Sukkah and a mitzvah of Dalet Minim. Ach is a miut. It tells you, put away the sukkah, put away the dalet minim, you're not going to be doing any, you're being mima'it all the other stuff. And the only thing that's left is simcha. So it's the rabble, say liyam tov achron for simcha, by being mima'it everything else but the simcha. That's how the Gra understands. The Chasam Sofer has a different explanation, a fancier explanation, not going to get into right now. But that's the drasha. So my taima, why is it that the Braisa says that it's the last night of Shmini Atzeres, where we're mekayim the mitzvah of simcha and not the first night? Lav mishum dein lo bamei yismach. Isn't it because there is no shalmei simcha that you can eat on the first night? Because you can't be yotzei with whatever carbon shlamim you brought on Erev Yom Tov, which is exactly what Reblazer said. Reblazer said that if you shech the carbon shlamim on Erev Yom Tov, you cannot be yotzei the mitzvah of simcha with it on Yom Tov. So the only way you'd ever be able to eat shalmei simcha on the first night of Yom Tov is if you shechted it before Yom Tov. And that doesn't work according to Reblazer. There's a riot to Reblazer. So says Marlo, that's not why we include the last night and not the first night. Kitatani Taima. The reason is, as explained explicitly in the Braisa, Marisa L'Rabbel Seil Yom Tov Achron L'Hotzi Leil Yom Tov Rishon. Why do we include the last night of Shemini Atzeres and not the first night? Marba Ni Leil Yom Tov Achron Sheish Simcha Lefanav Umotzi Ni Leil Yom Tov Rishon Shein Simcha Lefanav. We include Leil Yom Tov Achron because Leil Yom Tov Achron has a lot of Simcha that led into it. Yet all of the days of Yantif that lead into it. Whereas the first night is doesn't have any simcha prior to it. So it's more mistaver that if we're going to include something as extra simcha, it's going to be when we already have momentum of a full week of simcha, so that momentum will carry through the night of Shemini Atzeres. But in the first night, we don't have any momentum of simcha, so it's not going to be a mitzvah of simcha. So now the Gemara says, okay, that was our one raya for Rabbi Lazar, and we rejected it. Now we'll have two rayas against Rabbi Lazar. Masav Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef challenges from a braisa. Chagigas arba, Yotzi ba mishum simcha, vein yotzi ba mishum chagiga. Beferish, that the chagiga you bring on Erev Pesach, you could be yotzi the mitzvah of simcha with it. You're yotzi the chi of shalmei simcha with it. You're just not yotzi the mitzvah of chagiga of Yom Tov with it, because it was chagiga sarba, so you need a separate chagiga for chagiga chamisha asar. Amai, habin zvicha b'sha simcha v'leka. But wait a second, according to Rabbi Lazar, don't you need zvicha b'sha simcha? Don't you need to shech the shalmei simcha on the day that you already have a chi of simcha, and you don't have that if you shechted the chagigas arba asar? Some Rabbi Dibar Avin, no, sheike v'shchata. You think we're talking about a case where he shechted it on Erev Yantif? No, he took his chagigas yodalid, forgot to shecht it on yodalid, now he wants to use that same animal that he hasn't yet shechted and shecht it on Yantif. And that's what we're saying. That's what he's allowed to do. That's all the Brice is saying. That if he didn't shecht the chagigas arba asar on arba asar, so he still has it on chamisha asar, good, so shecht on chamisha asar. You can't be yotzei your mitzvah of chagigas chamisha asar with it, because it was originally designated as a chagigas arba asar. But you can be yotzei shalmei simcha with it. Amar Rav Ashi Yachinam mistavra, and it's most mistavra to assume this way, that that's what the brisa means. Di lo tema achi, hamas nisa man katani la ben tema. We already said that this, the author of this brisa, we already said in yesterday's daf, is ben tema. Remember, ben tema is the one that holds that the korban chagiga and the korban pesach have the same rules. So ben tema, hapasal
Basa Labalina. According to Ben Tema, a Chagigas Arbasa that was actually shechted on Erev Pesach would have already become Pasal Belina by the next day, because a Karban Pesach is only eaten for through that night. So Karban Chagigas Arbasa, according to Ben Tema, should also only be eaten through that night. Remember, that was the whole, the majority of the daf yesterday, was explaining Ben Tema's opinion that the Chagigas Yudalid has to match the halachas of Karban Pesach. So we discussed what the limitations of that are. Does it have a din of Shviras Etzem, of an Isser Shviras Etzem like Karban Pesach? Does it have a din of Tzli like Karban Pesach? Right, all of these discussions. But one thing is clear, Ben Tema definitely holds that it's not eaten l'shnei yamim v'layla echad like a regular Karban Shlamim. So Shema Mina, so that's Muchach, that we must be talking about where you shechted the Chagigas Arba Asar on Chamisha Asar. So now the Gemara challenges a second time. Masiv Rava, another challenge. The Mishnah says in the end of Maseches Sukkah, when we talk about the various mitzvos that are performed on the Yom Tov of Sukkot, and for how many days of Sukkot each mitzvah is performed, so we say a halal, the Asimcha Shmona, that when it comes to halal and the mitzvah of Simcha, you do that for 8 days, meaning including Shmini Atzeres. V'yam, it be inon Zvicha B'Shas Simcha, but if you need Zvicha B'Shas Simcha, you need to shech the carbon already at a time that's Yom Tov. Hazim Nesagin Lo Mishkachas L'Shiva. Aren't there going to be plenty of times where you're only going to be able to do Simcha for 7 days and not 8 days? How so? Kigon Shechal Yom Tov Rishon Lias B'Shabbos. Because what happens if the first day of Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos? So the Shalmei Simcha, you can't. They're not Docha Shabbos, so you can't shecht it on Shabbos. You could not, according to Rabbi Lazar, you can't shecht it the day before because it's not Zvicha B'Shas Simcha, so you can't shecht it on Erev Yom Tov either. So therefore, you're stuck with only 7 days of Simcha. So how can the Mishnah say you have 8 days of Simcha? Isn't this a raya against Rabbi Elazar? Isn't this a raya that you can in fact shecht it on Erev Yom Tov? Some Rav Huna b'Rav Yehuda misamcho v'si'irei haragalim. No, when we say that you don't have 8 days of Simcha, there are other ways to fulfill Simcha without Shalmei Simcha. They would bring a si'ir l'chatos each and every day. So on Shabbos they would bring the si'ir l'chatos as well, and that was fulfillment of the mitzvah of Simcha. Amar Rava, shtei tshuvas b'davar. Rava says that doesn't work because chada desirei regalim chai nechalin sliyei nechalin. First of all, you're not allowed to eat the desirei regalim cooked, because even though you're allowed to be makriv the desirei regalim on Shabbos, you're not allowed to cook them on Shabbos. So they're only eating chai; they're not eating tzli. And v'simcha b'chai lecha. And there's no simcha in eating raw meat. Does it literally mean raw meat? Rabbeinu Chananel says it doesn't mean raw. Over here it means na. Just like we have an isser of eating karban pesach, na means partially cooked, very partially cooked. The Doraisa definition of bishul is when it gets to machal ben drusai. Machal ben drusai means cooked enough that it's edible in a shasat chak. That if you were in a really tough situation, you would eat it when it's cooked kemachal ben drusai. But na is cooked not yet to the point of machal ben drusai. So the isser to do that on Shabbos is only in isser midrabanan. So the tzorech achilas hakarban, we allow you to cook it to that point. But still, that's not simcha. You wouldn't even normally eat such a piece of meat b'shas adchak. So that's not simcha at all. Va'od kohanim ochlin v'yisrael b'mesmechim. The mitzvah of simcha's Yom Tov is on all of Klal Yisrael. So you're going to tell me, oh, you have the si'irei regalim, so that's how you're going to fulfill the mitzvah of simcha. That's how kohanim might be able to fulfill the mitzvah of simcha, because they get to eat it. But Yisraelim don't get to eat it as a din of a chatos. A chatos kachikachim can only be eaten by kohanim. It can't be eaten by Yisraelim. So what's going on over here? How could it be that you're mekayim the mitzvah of Simcha for all 8 days, even when the first day falls on Shabbos, if you can't shecht Shalmei Simcha on Shabbos, and if you hold like Rabbi Lazar, that you can't shecht them on Erev Shabbos, on Erev Yom Tov, because on Erev Yom Tov it's not yet Shas Simcha. So Ella Amar Rav Papa says, I'll tell you how. Misamcha b'ksus nekiya v'yayim yashan basar shlamim is not the only way to fulfill the mitzvah of Simcha's Yom Tov. Simcha's Yom Tov could be fulfilled with nice clothing, with delicious wine. The Gemara is going to say later on, and Daf Kuftes, in the end of the Masechta, we're going to talk about fulfilling Simcha in other ways, other than Shalmei Simcha. Anashim bebasar, anashim b'roilem, anashim b'roilem. You give children candies, you give women nice clothing. Everyone fulfills the mitzvah of Simcha in a different way. Now the Gemara over there says that bizman shebeis hamikdash kayam ein Simcha ella bebasar. It sounds like the only way to fulfill when the beis hamikdash this was around, the only way to fulfill the mitzvah of Simcha was with basar of karbanos. But the Ran explains over there that when it's EF sharbe basar, you're still yotze the mitzvah of Simcha with ksus nikiya v'yayin yashan on adal raisa level. So it sounds, Tosfos points out in Maseches Rosh Hashanah daf hey, it sounds that the mitzvah of Simcha b'shar dvarim with non meat, the mitzvah of Simcha is dal raisa, that you're actually mekayim a mitzvah dal raisa of Simcha with new clothing and delicious food and delicious wine. However, Tosfos Maseches Moed Katan and if you Dalit says that no, that it's only a din midrabanan to fulfill the mitzvah of Simcha with anything but basar. So that may depend on this issue, whether you need Zvicha B'Shah Simcha or not. Because if you hold, you're always going to have Simcha for 8 days, so if you hold that you need Zvicha B'Shah Simcha, how are you going to have Simcha for 8 days? You have to say the only way to do it is with Ksus Nekiya V'Yayin Yashan. That must be a Kiyum Daraisa. But if you hold, you don't need Zvicha B'Shah Simcha, you don't hold like Rebbe Lazar, so then good, then you'll always have Shalmei Simcha for 8 days. So if you'll always have Shalmei Simcha for 8 days. You never need to rely on Ksus Nekiya and Yayin Yashan. So that's the second Raya and the rejection. Now it's interesting, the Gemara said, well, wait a second, how could you say that Simcha lasts for 8 days if some years that won't happen? Some years the first day of Yantav will fall on Shabbos and you're not going to have Simcha for 8 days. Didn't we just say in yesterday's daf, Marsha raises the question, we just said in yesterday's daf that by the Chagiga that it says Shiva, the Chagiga is for Shiva, even though it's not always for Shiva, because Rov Shanim, most years you'll have 7 days. Enochinami, you won't have 7 days when the first day and the last day are both on Shabbos, but most years you'll have Chagiga for 7 days. So why don't we say the same thing over here? Most years you'll have Simcha for 8 days. The only time you're not going to have Simcha for 8 days is if the first day of Yantav falls out on Shabbos. So the Chacham Tzvi in the Tshuva and some Kufnun Ches answers that by Simcha Shmona you can't say Rov Shanim, because if you look at the rest of that Mishnah over there, when it talks about how many days there are of Halel and how many days there are of Arava and how many days there are of each and every mitzvah, each mitzvah it says Lulav Arava Shisha V'Shiva, that Lulav and Arava is sometimes six, sometimes seven, the Mishnah says over there. It doesn't just pick a number that's Rov Shanim. It says that there are different depending on how the calendar falls out. So it should have been more explicit about Simcha as well. It should have said Simcha is Shiva Ushmona, but it doesn't. It says Simcha is Shmona. So that implies that Kol Hashanim, not just Rov Shanim, that in the context of that Mishnah means every year it's going to be that way. Okay, so now the Gemara brings someone who disagrees with what Rebbe Lazar said. Kiyasa Ravin Amar Rebbe Lazar, or disagrees with what we reported in the name of Rebbe Lazar. We first said Ula in the name of Rebbe Lazar, now we have Ravin saying in the name of Rebbe Lazar. Shlom Sheshchaton Me'erev Yom Tov Yotze Ben Mishum Simcha. You can be yotze the mitzvah of Shalmei Simcha with the shlamim that you shechter on Erev Yom Tov. You're just not yotze the mitzvah of Chagiga. So yotze mishum Simcha lo be'inan zvicha b'shah Simcha. You do not require the shechita to happen at a time that's already a time of Simcha. And the reason you're not yotze in the mitzvah of chagiga with it is because it's already a davar shebechava, and a davar shebechava can only be brought from chulin. A davar shebechava cannot be brought from that which you're anyway obligated to do. So meisvei, so we ask in this vayisa achsameach l'rabbi zayli yom tavachron l'simcha, that vayisa achsameach tells us that you're yotze in the mitzvah of simcha on the night of shmini atzeres. At omer l'rabbi zayli yom tavachron eino elo l'rabbi zayli yom tavar rishon. How do I know that it comes to include shmini atzeres and not the first night of Sukkot? Tamalomar ach chalak. That's what ach comes as a miut, not the first night of Sukkot. My taima, why is it that we don't include the first night? Lav mishum dein lo bamei yismach. Meaning, why is it that we don't use vayisach semech to tell me that there's a mitzvah of simcha on the first night? Isn't it because there's nothing to be misameach with? Because you couldn't use the karbanos that you shechted on erev yom tov? Meaning, we already used this raya in the first lashon of Reb Lazar, where Reb Lazar said you need Zvicha B'Shah Simcha. We use this as a raya against, for Rebbe Lazar, that you see that you need Zvicha B'Shah Simcha, and that's why you don't have anything from Erev Yantav. Now it's a raya against, because in this Lashon, Rebbe Lazar is saying the exact opposite. Rebbe Lazar is saying, you could use a carbon that you shechted on Erev Yantav. Yeah, if you could use a carbon that you shechted on Erev Yantav, why don't we make the drasha that the first night is also included in the mitzvah of Simcha? It must be we're excluding the first night because there's nothing to be misameach with. So it says Mara, love, Kidatanya. That's not the reason why we're excluding the first night. We're excluding the first night, as we already explained. Maris alarabal se liyam tov achron, lotzi le liyam tov rishon, marbani le liyam tov achron, she simcha lefanav, umotzi le liyam tov rishon, she simcha lefanav. The reason we choose Shmini Atzeres over the first night of Sukkot for the mitzvah of simcha has nothing to do with available carbon meat. There could be available carbon meat on either day. The point is that on Shmini Atzeres, you already have the momentum of 7 days of Simcha. So that's why we're Marbe Shmini Atzeres. But on the first night, you don't have that momentum, and therefore we're not Marbe. So now the Gemara goes back to discuss Karban Chagiga. That's the end of that discussion. That was topic number one on the daf. If you shecht a Karban Shlamim on Erev Yom Tov, can you use that for the mitzvah of Simcha on Yom Tov? So two versions of what Rabbi Lazar holds. Do you need Zvicha B'Shah Simcha? Do you not need Zvicha B'Shah Simcha? Raya's flying this way, that way. None of the Raya's work in the end. We reject every Raya. So it's just two versions, machlokas, what Rebbe Lazar held. Amar of Kana, minayle murich hagigas chamisha asar, shen of salam belina. Topic number two. You have a murim from the chagiga that you shecht on the first day of Yontif. How do I know that they become pasul if you don't burn them by the next morning, if you haven't burnt them overnight? So shenamar, because the pasuk says, v'lo yolin chelev chagi ad boker, the pasuk says you're not allowed to leave the chelev Chagi, the chelev of the emurim of the chagiga until the morning. Which morning? The samachle reishis, and right near that it talks about the mitzvah of bringing bikurim, and it says reishis bikurim al maskatav beis shemelkecha. So we learn that which boker are we talking about? The boker that is reishis lemeimra, the high boker, boker rishon. That teaches us that the boker that you're not allowed to leave the emurim over until is the very next morning. So if you bring the chagiga on yom tesvav on the first day of Yantif, you're not allowed to leave the fats over even till the morning of Tezayin, the Boker Rishon, the very first Boker that you're going to encounter. Tosus points out, you see from here that all Karbanos are Nifsal Belina on the very first day. That even though we learned that the Emure Pesach are Nifsal Belina, so that we already know, that we've seen earlier back on Daf Nun Tes, that the Emure Karban Pesach are Nifsal Belina, the Mishnah Melech points out, yeah, the Emure Karban Pesach are Nifsal Belina because the Achilles Karban Pesach is only for that first night. But I would think if you have a regular Karban Shlomo or Karban Chagiga where you could eat for two full days and the night, I would think that you get an extension on the Akhtaras Emurim as well. That's not going to be by the next morning. So that's what Kamashimla, and that's what we're being taught over here. That even when it comes to Chagigas Chamisha Asar, when it comes to the, although the Achila can go extra, the Akhtaras Emurim has to be done by that first morning after. So Sazmar Maskevlar of Yosef, time of the cause of Rashis. The only way you knew that it meant the first morning after is because the Torah used the word Rashis in conjunction with the Haktaras Emurid. Halo cause of Rashis, but I had not had that extra word Rashis. Hava amina my boker, boker sheni. I naturally would have assumed that the Haktaras Emurim doesn't have to be done by the next morning, but by the morning that follows that. Meaning not by the morning of Tezayin, but by the morning of Yud Zayin. Well, really, is that a hava amina mi ikamidi? The basar ifsale me urta. When's the last time you're allowed to eat it? Meaning, let's cheshbon over here. You bring the carbon on Tesvav, the first day of Yontif. The halacha is a chagig or a shlam gets eaten for 2 days and one night. That means Tesvav day, Tezayin night, Tezayin day. So by the end of the day on Tezayin, that's the Sov Zman Achila. By Yud Zayin night, forget it. You're not allowed to eat it anymore. And you're going to tell me that I'm still allowed to be maktir after the Zman Achila is already over? That's the Havamina, that I'd be allowed to be maktir through that night. So the Basar Yifsal, do we ever have such a thing? The Basar Yifsal Meyurta, that the basar already became pasul the previous night, ve'emurim at safra, but you get an extension to bring the emurim till the next morning, ve'echitesi, you could do such a thing. Well, why not? Meaning, is there like, meaning, I don't know, nothing about this sounds logical. This is all, these are all halachas about kachim. I don't know, whatever God tells me. Is there something like fundamentally illogical about being able to be maktir the emurim longer than you're able to be ochel the basar? So the pashtus is that the kedusha of the basar is not as great as the kedusha of the emurim, because the basar is nechel by people, whereas the emurim are burnt on the mizbeach. So we're saying it can't be that it's going to be more kal than the basar. The kedusha of the emurim is a more stricter kedusha because it's got to be burnt on the mizbeach. It doesn't get it, human beings aren't allowed to eat it, so that's got to be burnt on the mizbeach. It must be a greater kedusha. So how can we give you extra time to leave it around? Normally, that which is more kadosh is more constricted in time. Kachim kalim, you're allowed to eat for 2 days and one night. Kachim kachim, one day, one night. Right? Whatever is more kadosh, we're more restrictive with. That's the pashtus. The Or Sameach points out that that's not what it means. He has a different mahalich, but that's the simplest way to read it. So Abaye says, Alam alo, why can't you say that, I mean, you never find a karban that becomes possible, that the emurim become possible to be burnt after the basar has already become possible? Very pesach, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the basar, if so le mechatzos, fe emurim not safra, what about the karban pesach? According to Rabbi Elazar, there's machlokas tanaim, how long you have to eat the karban pesach? Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, only until chatzos, right? That's why we're makbid. The Shulchan Aruch says we should be makbid, whether we are or not, but the Shulchan Aruch says we should be makbid to finish the afikomen by chatzos. Secret, the Shulchan Aruch says you're supposed to finish all dalet kosos by chatzos, but okay, we'll take what we can get. So the afikomen at least has to be eaten by chatzos. So that's based on Rav Elazar ben Azariah's shita. And yet the haktar is a murim of the Karban Pesach that goes past chatzos. So is it so strange that you have the basar the sof zman achila prior to the sof zman haktara? So Amar Rava, Rav Yosef Hachi Kakashale. Now what was bothering Rav Yosef was the following: how could you have a havamina that boker means boker sheni, that you're allowed to burn it until the next day? Miik amidi di ilutana lebasar lo ba'i reishis, that when the Tana was learning the halacha about the zman of the psul of the basar, you don't need the word reishis to tell me that the boker means the first boker. V'rav kahana le emurin ba'i reishis. But when it comes to discovering when I have to burn the emurin by, the only way I knew to say that it means the first morning is because I have the word reishis. When it comes to the basar, I didn't need the word reishis. So it's not a fundamentally logical question of, well, the emurin can't be, we can't have looser restrictions with the emurin than we have by the basar. That's not the issue. The issue is what the natural assumption is without an extra word in the pasuk. When the Tanayim discuss when you can eat the basar, they don't need a word in the pasuk to tell me it means the next morning. And yet when it comes to the emurim, I need a word reishis to tell me it means the next morning. Mahi, where do we find that the Tanayim do not need a word reishis to naturally assume it means the next morning? Detanya, because the Brisa says as follows: Lo yalin mina basar asher tizbach be'erev yom harishon laboker, that you're not allowed to leave the basar over until boker. Now what does that mean? Without any word reishis, what does that mean? So limin al chagigas harbasar shnei yamim v'layla echad, that it sounds like you're allowed to eat it for 2 days and one night. Oh, in el yom v'layla, maybe not. Maybe it just means by the next morning it has to be eaten. So k'shomer b'yom harishon harei boker sheni omer. When it says b'yom harishon, it sounds like it could be eaten throughout the first day of Pesach, and it's from there that I learn that you get till the next day. Oh, in el boker rishon, or maybe no. Maybe I have to eat it by the first morning of Pesach. Ubmani mekayim chagiga nechal sheni yom v'layla echad. And when do I ever say that a chagiga would then be eaten for 2 days? Chutz mizu means every other chagiga except for this one. So k'shomer bo. From the fact that it says imneder onedava zevach karbano, so it teaches us that the shalmei rishus are eaten for 2 days and one night, and from the extra word im, we come to be marba the shalmei chova as well, that it can be eaten for 2 days and one night, and that's how I know that this gets an extra day. It sounds like, had I not had this fancy limud, the natural assumption is that when the Torah tells me that achila could be done till the morning, it means the first morning. I don't need a word shown to tell me it means the first morning. I just automatically assume it means the first morning. So that's our kasha. So Amar Mar, we said in the Brisa Enuel Boker Rishon, Hamar Kshomer B'Yom Rishon Harei Boker Sheni Amur. So we said that Enuel Boker Rishon must mean the first morning. But we said Kshomer B'Yom Rishon Harei Boker Sheni Amur, that it means the second morning. Hachi Kamar Enuel B'Shtei Chagigos Akas Medaber Achas Chagig Arba Asar V'Achas Chagigos Chamisha Asar V'Zulu Boker V'Zulu Boker. The Havamina is that we're talking about two separate karbanos. The chagigas yudal can only be eaten until the morning of tesvav, and the chagigas tesvav can only be eaten until the morning of tezayin. Hadar amar, and then we went back and we were docha that kasha, and we said ela dekay melan chagiga nechal shneiam v'lay lechad im kain im neder o nedava. So if the word im is the word extra word im in the pasuk where I learned shalmei chova including the karmel chagiga gets beaten for 2 days and one night, b'mai, what karmel chagiga is that talking about? I chagiga sarba asar haksiv b'yom v'layla haksiv b'yom v'layla. If it's talking about the chagiga of erev yom tov, it already says yom and layla alone. alone. So we learn from the first half of the pasuk, you only get that yom and laila. I chagigas chamisha asar haksiva yom v'laila. By chagigas chamisha asar, it also says yom v'laila. Ella hai lechagigas chamisha asar must be the pasuk of im neder is telling about the chagigas chamisha asar that it could be eaten for 2 days and one night. Veheich kulei kra, and the entire pasuk of lo yalin is the chagigas arba asar. And limer al chagigas arba asar shnechalos shnei yamim v'laila echad. The chagigas arba asar is also eaten for 2 days and one night. So now let's go back to explain the kasha that we were asking by, through this whole long brisa. Time of the chsiv by yom arishon la boker. The only reason we said boker in the pasuk means the second morning and not the first morning is because it says b'yom rishon la boker, which sounds like the chagigas yudalid is eaten throughout the entire first day of yontav as well. Demai boker, boker sheni, which means that you're only not allowed to leave it over till the second morning. Meaning if a chagigas arba asar had to be gone by the first morning, then the Torah wouldn't tell me I could eat it throughout the first day of Pesach. From the fact that it tells me I could still eat it throughout the first day, that's how I know that boker means the second morning. So that implies that without any special pasuk, hakol heicha d'chsiv boker stama, boker rishon, that whenever it just uses the word boker, it always means the first morning. I need a lima to tell me it doesn't mean the first morning. Avgav v'loksiv v'reishis, even though it doesn't say the word reishis. So that's our kasha. Meaning initially we said, when it came to the Akhtar Seymurim, we said, how do I know that the Akhtar Seymurim has to be the first morning because of the word reishis? But naturally I would assume it means the second morning. Yet when it comes to achilas basar, when it comes to eating the meat, we said that if the Torah just would have told me you could eat the meat until the morning, I automatically would have assumed the first morning. I need an extra pasuk to tell me that it's the second morning. So which is it? What's the, essentially what we're asking is, what's the default? If you don't have any special limud, what's the default? Do we assume that boker means the first morning or the second morning? And that's a stira, and the Gemara leaves that stira unresolved. So that we just leave as is. So now we move on to the third topic of the daf, which is the Mishnah. What if you shecht the Karban Pesach on Shabbos as you're supposed to, but it turns out that you did it wrong, and therefore you're not yotzei the mitzvah of Karban Pesach? So now are you chayiv to bring a Karban Chatos? So a Pesach shechato shelo l'shmo b'Shabbos. If you shecht the Karban Pesach, not l'shem a Karban Pesach on Shabbos, chayiv alav chatos. You chayiv to bring a Karban Chatos because it's possible you're not mekayim the mitzvah, so you're mechal Shabbos. Shar kol zvachim sheshchatan l'shem Pesach. Let's say you take some other Karban and you shecht it l'shem a Karban Pesach on erev Pesach shechal b'Shabbos. Im einan ru'uyin, if these are animals that are not ra'uy to be used as a Karban Pesach, it's the wrong type of animal, the animal's the wrong age, or something like that, it's clearly not a Karban Pesach, so chayiv, then you're chayiv v'chatos. But v'im ru'in hein, but if they're ra'uy to be used as a Karban Pesach, it's a one-year-old seh, and it's just you were so busy with all the shechita of Pesach that you mixed it up, and you took an animal that looks just like a Karban Pesach, and you shechted it l'shem Pesach, Rav Lazar m'chayiv v'chatos, Rabbi Shua Potter, then it's machlokes tanaim. Rabbi Eliezer says you're chayiv v'chatos because even though you're a tov d'var mitzvah, you're still going to be chayiv v'chatos. Rabbi Shua says you're potter that a tov d'var mitzvah, someone's trying to do a mitzvah and makes a pretty innocent mistake, is not going to be chayiv v'chatos. So now we're going to bring the conversation. So Amar lo Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar challenges Rabbi Yeshua, I could learn from a kal v'chomer that you're chayiv. Umam a Pesach shu mutu l'shmo. If a Karban Pesach, which you're allowed to bring l'shma on Shabbos, kishashina eshmo, when you do it shalol l'shmo, chayiv, you're going to be chayiv Karban Chatas. So zvachim shein asurin l'shman, other Karbanos, like a Karban Shlamim, that you're not even allowed to bring l'shma, even if you do it right, you're not allowed to shech this animal. So kishashina eshmein odinshiye chayiv. I mean, if you take this Karban Shlamim and you shecht it with the right intention, that it's a Shlamim, you're chayiv because you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. So you think if you shecht it with the wrong intention, think that it's going to be a Pesach, now all of a sudden you're going to be potter? So I'm Rabbi Yeshua, lo. Rabbi Yeshua says, you don't bring me a raya from Karban Pesach. And Martin Pesach sheshino b'davar aser, Tomer b'zvachim sheshino b'davar muter. If you shecht the Karban Pesach shelo l'shmo, you're chayiv because you had in mind something that you're not allowed to do. If you take the Karban Shlamim and shecht it l'shem Karban Pesach, you had in mind something that you are allowed to do. So that's not a good raya. So I'm lo Rabbi Elazar. Elazar says back to him, emurei tzibor, the Karbanos tzibor that you bring on Shabbos, like the Karban Tamid, the Karban Musaf, yochichu, that should be a raya. Shein mutarun l'shman, you're certainly allowed to bring those Karbanos l'shma on Shabbos, v'ashochet l'shman chayiv, and nevertheless, if you shecht other Karbanos l'shem a Karban Musaf, you're on Shabbos, you're going to be chayiv. So shouldn't you say the same same thing, that a Karban Pesach, if you do it l'shma, is fine, but if you shecht some other Karban l'shem Karban Pesach, you should be chayiv. Some of the Rishua, lo. Marta be Muri Tzibur, sheish lan kitzva. No, how many Karbanos Musav are there? It's a Karban Tzibur. So there's one for the entire Klal Yisrael. You shouldn't get confused. You should have the animal identified. But Karban Pesach, 1.2 million kidneys they count, and Agrippa Samelech had them count. There's a lot of Karanim knee deep in blood. There's a lot going on. So, forgive them for not keeping track of every little sheep and being able to identify which one is a Karban Pesach. Tom Pesach, Shein Lo Kitzva, there's no limit to the numbers of Karbanos Pesach. Rameir Omer, Af HaShochet L'Shem Emuri Tzibur Pater. Even when it comes to any Shabbos of the year, if you shecht another animal, the wrong animal, L'Shem Karban Tzibur, you're going to be Pater. It's a Tov B'Dvar Mitzvah. That he rejects the premise. He thinks you're Pater even in that case. So Shchata Shalol Yachlev, if you shecht the Karban Pesach for a Zakei Necholah, someone who's not able to eat from it, V'Shalol Emnuyev, or someone who's not registered on it, La'arelin, L'tmein, or for someone who's an Arel, someone who's Tamei, and you didn't realize, you forgot that it was Shabbos, or you thought that the Pesach was Kasher, to shecht for these people, Chayiv, Chayiv a Karban Chatzos for that. But Liochla Vishalol Liochla, Lemnuyev, Vishalol Lemnuyev, Lemulin, L'Arelim, L'tmein, L'tarin, but if you shecht for a group that includes eligible people and ineligible people, then Pater, then you're going to be Pater, because the Pesach is actually Kasher if you do that. So the Pesach is actually Kasher in such a situation. Shchato V'nimtzu Balmum Chayiv, if you shecht the Karban Pesach and it turns out that the animal's a balmum, you're going to be chayiv. Because you should have checked. You should have been able to identify that it was a balmum in advance. It was laziness by not checking for a mum. Shchato v'nimtza treifa b'seiser pater. But if you shecht it and then you check its lungs afterwards and you see there's a hole in the lungs, there was no way to check that before you shechted it. So then you're going to be pater. Because that's a total onus. Pater means you're pater from a carbon, which means l'chora, that you don't even need kapara. The Achronim use this as a raya. If a person let's say a person eats a delicious piece of meat, and they checked for the treifas that we normally check for. But we never check an animal for all yudchas treifas. We check for the common ones, for the hole in the lung. We don't check it. And then they find that there was bekrum shel moach, there was a hole or something that we don't normally check for. So do you need a kapara for that which you ate? So some of the Achronim bring a raya from here that no, meaning you only have to check what you can check. And whatever you're not obligated to check, so then you don't have to check, and you don't even need kapara for such a thing. If you shecht it and then you find out that the Bailim had unregistered themselves from this Karban Pesach, or the Bailim died, or the Bailim became Tamei before the Shechita, so in all these cases, you're not allowed to shecht such a Karban on Shabbos. You're Pater because at the time of the Shechita you didn't realize that, meaning there was a Bailim beforehand that was registered, so it's a total onus. You can't keep track of where the Bailim are exactly at the moment of Shechita. The guy could have died 2 minutes before he shechted it, and the news didn't get to you yet, so that's considered an onus. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll begin at the top of Ayin Be'ez Amar Aleph with the Gemara. Have a great day, everybody.